Here we go. All right, you guys, what is up? This is another another blah blah blah. All right, we're try that again. This is the earliest. All right, guys, what is up? It's Stu, and this is another episode of the hashtag Sweat Local CLT podcast, and I have the ladies of Project Lean Nation South End, which we have to delineate now because we have Morgan opening up Project Lean Nation. Is it that Plaza Midwood, or what are we calling that? Plaza Midwood? Are we enemies? Are we frenemies with that? Are we competing with it? Are we all a team?
We're all a team. A little friendly competition never hurt anybody.
A little friendly competition, right? Yeah. Do you guys, are you guys going to be sharing numbers back and forth with that Project Lean Nation?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
No? No? But like, you're like, hey, we hit goal here. Like, where are you at? You're not going to talk some shit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe? Okay, cool.
Big shit talkers.
All right, well, good. We're going to get right into that. So we have, this is the Project Lean Nation location here in Southend. Who's been with the company the longest?
Brantley's?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. How long you been with Project Lean Nation?
It's coming up on 2 years now.
Awesome.
Or a year. Mm-hmm. Year and a half. 2 years. Wow.
Couldn't tell you.
Almost, like, in February, it'll be 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Cool. And Annika, how long have you been with them?
Almost a year.
Awesome. So everyone who doesn't understand, like, you guys, I'll let you guys do it because I'll butcher the pitch. What is Project Lean Nation?
All right. Well,
you got it.
The floor is yours.
So Project Lean Nation, a lot of people look online and they say, hey, what is this? And it looks like food, but we're way more than food. We're a community where people can come and feel safe to go and hop on the InBody, come do a nutritional consultation with us, learn about our meals, learn about our services. We want to get to know who each person is individually so we can best service them and get them to their goals as fast as possible.
Yeah. The way I pitched it, when people are like, what do you mean like it's food prep? And the food prep services are way more popular now than they were.
Yeah.
I remember, so the owner, Jeremy Batt, I've known Jeremy for a long time. When he moved down here from Charleston, that concept was still pretty archaic. It was generally what it was companies would go into gyms and put these freezers, like a big cooler in a gym. And then the gym owner was now like the retail location. And we'd have people, and like I did it with one company for a while, and you'd have people coming and going all day, and like we'd be in the middle of coaching a class, and like four people come in looking for their like their pork and squash or whatever, and you're like, like, bro, I don't know, it's not in there. I'm just like the retail location. I'm just like, I just have the cooler here. It was a really, it was a good go at it. It was a really ineffective model. And when Jeremy told me he was moving down here and opening up one of these, it made a lot more sense because I explained to people, go to the grocery store, just going by yourself, buying whatever you're buying, doing your thing. You've got an agenda or you don't. You're one of those people like get into the grocery store, get out, you know what the fuck you're buying. Or you're one of those people like spend 45 minutes there, just kind of like walking around, that kind of scenario. I always look at the Project Lean Nation as it just, which I like. I just like to pay for something and mindlessly just do it and receive the cert, whatever it is. But then you got to, when you said the community, that's such a buzzword, especially in the fitness industry. Every gym's like, I got a community, which you do. You have a group of people, but it is, it's cool. It's very much like the Cheers of like going in. If you were to pick up food or go in and get a smoothie, you guys probably know the majority of everybody coming in, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. Talk to me a little bit on Project Lean Nation side. It started out of Rochester, New York, right?
Right, correct.
And South End was the first Charlotte location.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then Morgan, he managed the South End one, and then he moved over, and he's over the Plaza Midwood one. That's his spot now. For you guys, as you look now, I mean, how many people, like, what does South End become? How many people get their meals weekly in some degree or fashion from you guys?
So we have over 400 active clients, which means they're getting at least monthly meals. Weekly, it's been recently at least half of that. We hit over 200 last week weekly, but we average like 180 plus each week, essentially
every single week. And mm-hmm. people either pick them up at your retail shop or get them delivered. Like mm-hmm. I do. Yep. What's the average amount of meat? Like what is that? Like, so I think I do 12 with you guys or something like that. What's the average person eating per week? Probably like what's the average order like that?
12 weekly is most popular.
Yeah.
18 biweekly is also super popular. It gives a little bit more leeway.
Sure.
Versus 12 weekly. We also have a lot of people sharing subscriptions, like a lot of spouses or roommates that get 24 weekly and then they each get 12.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The higher you go in your subscription, it's lower
per meal.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously on site, you guys, we were talking about this earlier, you guys do the smoothies. I'm in there. Mm-hmm. My kid, I remember the first time I ever even, I think I was just trying to think of some shit to do with her. I was like, and I call her Gus. I'm like, Gus, what are we doing today? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, do you like smoothies? You're like two. Like, do you know what you like? She's like, Daddy, I don't even know what a smoothie is. I'm like, all right, we're going to go test this out. And I swear to God, you know, it's every single time.
Purple
drink. Yeah, purple smoothie. Yeah, purple drink. Not the kind some of you are thinking of. Not the codeine and syrup. This is the peanut butter jacked, the PB and Jack smoothie at Project Lean Nation. My daughter's obsessed with it. But yeah, so now that's like my stop now. I come in and see you guys now so many times. I feel like I'm there almost as often as I'm probably in this office, at least stopping there physically. I feel like that bum at the bar, but it's like your place. So
no issues with that. We get a lot of daily.
A lot of daily. Yeah. Do you guys ever get like the coffee shop gets it? Like, do you guys ever get the customer that like hangs out and, but like, you're like, okay, community time's done. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're here way too long.
Yeah.
It's called putting your face in your computer.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a phone call. Hopefully, it's a phone call.
Yeah. And I know at the beginning, the very first iteration, Jeremy had, he had some coffee set up for people. He had some tables set out. And then I think you quickly realize you never get any work done.
Never.
It's really hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you guys listening, go in, get your smoothies, say hi, make some chit chat for about 2 minutes, and then get your ass out. They got stuff to do.
Yes, we do.
So let's talk about you guys. I'm more interested in you two. So I want to know where you, like, what is the background? How does it tie into ending up in this nutrition, health, fitness, you know, triangle of an industry? Brantley, we'll start with you.
Okay, great. Well,
how old?
I'm 23. I just turned 23 last month.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Very exciting. So a little bit about me. I'm from Cary, North Carolina, which is right outside of Raleigh. That's where I went to school or went to high school. But then I came to UNC Charlotte to go to college for health communication and linguistics. So I guess like pretty related, but
yeah.
And then while I was in college, I actually started working at Project Lean Nation, like super part-time, like one day a week.
They had one in Raleigh? Or was it just one here?
Okay, got it. UNC Charlotte, because I stayed. I was like, going home. But
yeah.
Sorry, Mom. But I worked at Project Lean Nation as super part-time educator once a week, Saturdays. And then like slowly they started giving me a couple more shifts. Like I filled in here and there and I was like, wow, this is really cool. My first job was at Smoothie King. So like obviously making shakes was like super fun for me, but being able to connect with people on a different level and like really watch people like hit their goals and like drop weight or like gain weight, if that's what they need to do, it started to really like impact me. And then, like, about 6 months later, I was promoted to key lead. And then a few months later, I was promoted to assistant store manager. And then I left. So
you bounced.
So I don't know about everybody else, but there comes a point where you have all this pressure to be a quote-unquote adult and, like, go get a quote unquote real job.
Sure.
And test the waters out with all that. So I accepted a position at a hospital in Matthews as like a patient advocate for their nutrition program. And let's say about a month and a half in, it was like, not for me.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was still like helping PLN with like their boxing. So I was like there. And then like a month later, Jeremy and I talked. And I was like, yeah, I need to go back. Like, this is for me. And ever since then, like, bringing Annika back, it has been so, like, self-fulfilling. Like, every day I leave, I feel like my cup is full. Like, I don't ever leave and just, like, get so upset or mad or, like, I'm never, like, quote-unquote, super ready to go. It's always, like, it's like my home.
Sure.
So,
and there's a lot of people like, you know, you tested the waters, you went about, you did a kind of very a similar gig, but in a more corporate sense. That way, when you're talking to someone, someone's like, well, what do you do? And you're there with your mom and you say Atrium Health. Like, they're probably.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You work for the hospital.
Exactly. Versus Project Lean Nation, you have to explain, like, what is that? Some kind of a fitness cult? What is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What is this Lean Nation you speak of?
I'm like, right. You got it. Lean Nation.
Yeah.
And now, like, I could care absolutely less what anybody thinks about what I do because I'm helping people and I'm in a happy space. And like when I was at the hospital, I was sitting literally at not even a desk. I didn't even have a desk. I sat in like the cafeteria in a corner all day, just like not doing anything.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, there's so much, there's a lot of, you know, startup companies that happen in Charlotte. And nobody knows who that company is. So we'll, you know, we had a bunch of clients that started with a company. They were a corporate account of ours years ago, and passport parking. And you know, whatever they did, they automated parking. Their job was to disrupt the parking meter industry. But people ask him, like, what do you do? And they're like, I work for Passport. Like, what is that? Like, you know, you don't work at Bank of America, right? Like, you're in Charlotte. Like, it just like, but right. Now, and it's a, but I think you're seeing a lot more people go that route. Like, working at the hospital is great if you're like a doctor, a surgeon, a cardiac, like.
Right. But everyone else, I quickly realized, gets treated like crap.
Yeah.
At the hospital. If you were not a nurse or a doctor or anybody in that like field.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Administration in there has got to be, I can imagine, a tough gig.
It was right before COVID started too. So it was real time to go.
Yeah. So left, prodigal, daughter returns, and there we go. And we're back and we're Project Lead Nation.
We're back and we're bumping.
Right. Very good. Right. And then Annika, give me your story then.
So
how old?
24.
24?
I'll be 25 in January.
From Charlotte?
Elizabeth, that's close. I don't know. We're still in quarantine. I am from Charlotte.
Okay.
So I grew up in Matthews, went to Butler High School, went to App for college. I studied health promotion and exercise science there. And then I graduated, and the very next day from graduation, I moved to Atlanta. So I was in Atlanta for almost a year. I was working at Cycle Bar, became assistant manager at Cycle Bar, hated Atlanta, hated who I worked with.
You spin it, so did you go through a spinning and certification and all that stuff?
Oh, no, I did not teach. Oh, my God.
So were you more like, operations and sales?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all front of house. So I was doing that for about a year, and I did not like who I worked with. I mean, a select few I liked, but the majority just was not my cup of tea.
Do you want to name
them by name? I'll name who I like.
No, we're good.
And then I decided I wanted to come back to Charlotte because I kept seeing all my friends in Charlotte, everyone that I went to school at App with who wasn't from Charlotte all moved there, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. I went to this big city that I was going to love. Hated it. I lived at like a mile, like 1.2 mile from my job, and it took me 25 minutes to get there every day.
So I've never lived in Atlanta. I've visited. Been there. I've played. I've never worked really, but like, is the traffic that bad?
It's awful. Yeah. I had visited there like every year for like 11 years between sports and friends and everything. I had visited there once a year for so many years. So I was like, oh, I'm going to love it. I love a big city. Charlotte isn't big enough for me. I want to be somewhere bigger. And I get there, and it was a wake-up call. I feel like if you don't move there established, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
And so I was moving there fresh out of college with not knowing anybody down there because everyone moved to Charlotte. Yeah. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's where I'm from. My family is there. I don't want to move there. My mom and dad are there. I don't want to be there.
We just had Sustain Charlotte, which is a nonprofit, on the podcast this past week. And they talk about the Atlanta model. Atlanta tried to keep up with the growth of people in the city by adding more highways and bypasses and lanes and making it so more people and more cars could fit. And as you can see, you will never keep up with the amount of people in cars.
No.
The best model is to actually shrink down and make it inconvenient for cars. And that's why everyone complains in South End right now, especially like traffic's so bad. They actually narrowed South Boulevard at certain locations to put in bike lanes. That's purposeful. It's purposeful so that you are just like, fuck having a car. I don't need a car. I'm not driving. You know what? South End, you pay all that extra rent. You should walk. And this part of it's why you tell people you live there, right? It's always this. So we always seem to come back to that on this podcast, is talking about like the crowding that's happening in the city. And then, you know, one of the biggest thing is like, just less people driving makes it way better. There's no reason when you live in any of these apartment complexes to drive the Project Lead Nation, unless you're picking up a box, right? Like, you go down there, grab your shake, and walk your ass happy ass back. That's why you're paying $2,000 for your one-bedroom apartment. Right. Yeah.
700 square feet, max.
So from Atlanta to Charlotte.
So Atlanta to Charlotte. I was really in Lake Norman, managing Cycle Bar up in Lake Norman. Just did, like, a lateral transition with my position. And then that was subpar.
Subpar.
Very.
What is it? And again, so studio sales, it's like high pressure. It's like, it's a numbers driven thing.
It was
very transactional.
Yeah, that wasn't the issue. I think managing, I thoroughly enjoyed managing and I loved who I worked with. I'm not sure what it is with Cycle Bar. I'm sure the other places are great. The two I experienced have not the best owners.
Yeah. There's franchise models, so it's going to be hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I refuse to work under somebody who has certain values and has certain ways that they go about life. And I just couldn't do it.
Yep.
One of my friends, Giovanni, who was from my high school, he worked at a place called works there still, Restore Cryotherapy down in South Park. So we had kept in touch sporadically throughout college and whatnot. And he said, hey, we're going to be hiring at Restore. I know that your major has to do with all of this. And you're an app grad and everybody there is an app grad. So it's also just an in for you kind of. Yeah, so if you want an interview, like I can set you up with one. So I had a phone interview with Restore. And I've been at Restore now for over a year, like a year and a half there.
Do you do cryo?
Absolutely.
Do you like,
I love
you
cryo.
Love it?
Oh my God.
It is the only thing that helps me.
No way.
Cryo. That is what I tell her.
Yeah, cryo.
She used to tell me that all the time. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sore.
Cryo.
No question. Have you done it, Brantley?
Yes, I've done it.
So, of course she did. Just forced her.
Cryo was that thing, like, so I when I started the Globo gym scene working, like, everyone had tanning salons. Like, that's what we would do. We would install 15 tanning beds, and we would sell girls $20 a month tanning bed solutions, and then later on, you'd sweet talk them and upcharge them into the extra $20 a month for the gym membership. And then cryo was like the tanning bed of 2015, where every gym, I mean, I can't tell you how many cryo salesmen came to the gym, were like, do you want two of these in the front of the building? Like, get the fuck out of here. No, I don't want any cryo machines
and
in
they
here.
Get shut down.
Oh yeah, they, I mean, it's tough.
Not Restore. Hey,
so Restore's still up and going.
Oh, big time.
Killing it. Good.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. They're opening more locations.
Awesome.
So yeah, Restore is great. I started working there. I was just part time. I was like heavy part time. And then I was looking for a few more hours a week. Found PLN. We had a mutual friend connected with Brantley, and then was working at PLN as an educator for a little bit, and then Restore wanted me back full-time starting around like December, January. And so I was like, well, at the time it was better pay and just better. I just knew more about Restore because sure. like with what I had studied, I didn't know as much about nutrition as I did with like body recovery and body wellness and like muscle recovery, those kinds of things. So I just felt if that was a full-time position, then I was going to do it. So I decided to go back to Restore. And then COVID, and we were all furloughed. Everybody except the owner and the manager were furloughed at Restore. So I would just be bored. I'd go visit Brantley at Nova. I'd just go sit at her little table with her.
Hanging out in the cafeteria.
Yes, literally.
Cafeteria food.
She's like, do you want any food? I'm like, no, I don't.
It's COVID. I'm bored. I'm going to go hang out with my friend at the hospital.
At the hospital, just for fun.
Sounds like the best place for us to go chill.
Across the street. So, yeah. And then Brantley was, I had helped her box a few times.
Yeah. And like, just for clarification, boxing,
it's
we mean that
boxing.
It's not actual boxing.
No.
It is when we take the meals out and we build all the boxes for our clients.
With
so
each specific
we put,
meal that they chose.
With each specific meal. So we, that is a lot of love.
Yes, a lot of hand curation.
Yes.
Yeah, big time.
Your entire week's eating experience is put together by your loving working hands every week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's isn't that nice?
That is.
Yeah. So sweet. We're the best.
We are the best. We seriously are the best though here at PLN.
Yes.
But yeah, so then, so I was furloughed. I wasn't working at PLN and the hours there were shortened anyways and Brantley wasn't there. And then she had talked to Jeremy and she was like, hey, got something to tell you. I was like, okay, well, what is it? She said, I'm going to go back to PLN. I was like, that's great. I know you hate the hospital. She's like, yeah, but I want you to work with me. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, so like what would this look like? What does this look like? Yeah. I mean, give me some more information. You can't just tell me that. I was like, well, one, I need a job. That would be great.
Sure.
And if I can work with you, fantastic. Because I feel like something that I really struggled with was finding other people that also had an incredible work ethic.
Sure.
And that was, Brantley is probably the only person ever, well, that's rude. There are some other people that I've met, but like, but I would say Brantley is like, she works harder than me. If like,
we're very comparable.
Okay, we can take that part out. I really pride myself in working because
sure.
I've had a job.
And you feed off the energy of other people that grind.
Yes. Right. Yes. And like, I've had a job for 10 years of my life and I'm 24. So like, I've never not had a job. So
same.
I really appreciate my work ethic. I pride myself in that. And then having somebody else with the same work ethic,
correct,
if not more, was really valuable to me. And I was like, even if it's a big learning curve with PLN, trying to learn more about nutrition, because that wasn't my major. That wasn't what I necessarily said. I had classes, but that wasn't my major.
Sure. You can learn anything, but when you get paired with someone who has half your energy and they, if you know, even if you've got zero fuck it in you. Like, you literally, like, I care. I'm putting 100% in this. But they even show up with, like, 50% of them half the day. It's just like, fuck it. Like, it just, that sucks the life out of you. As a productive, enthusiastic, hardworking individual, there's nothing worse than that. And then you instantly, like, you could love that person. Like, you guys have family members that you just love, but they're lazy as shit. You're just like, I hate you, Aunt Doris. Like, you're just so late. Like, it's just... But like when you work really hard, anyone around you, especially on the same team for the same objective and the same goal, it's like having that science project and there's like the one kid that doesn't do shit on your team and you have to carry it. It's the worst.
Yeah. Right. So I really, really valued that about Brantley and about PLN. And so that was what initially drew me. And I was like, if it's a full-time position, if I can work with you every day and like we can really take off at this place, I am all for it. And so the learning curve again worried me a little bit just because I felt inferior at the beginning, and I knew that Morgan had made such great connections with everybody. He's the nicest guy, so he made incredible connections with everybody, and I didn't think that I couldn't do that, but I was like, wow, it's like I have big shoes to live up to because Brantley's been there for longer than me. I was only there for a few months and then everything happened, so that was super intimidating at first, but then I just
grabbed people are like, here's Annika.
I know, people are like,
somebody called here? They called one day, they were like, hi, I'm here to talk. I want to talk to Annika. I was like, okay, yeah, she's a little busy right now. How can I help you? They're like, oh, no. I want to talk to Annika. I was like, okay.
Right, put on hold.
Yeah.
I will go get her.
I will go get her right for now. You. This is an Annika only issue. That it's funny though, but that is when you do, when you've got Batman Robin in a situation in a small business like that, and that's what you guys have going on. People will identify with that one character, and it's, you know, I remember back in the day when it was just me and Isaac primarily running the show, and if someone came in and tried the gym and it was Isaac's class and Isaac taught them and then Isaac maybe closed them and then they, you know, maybe their first, and then whatever, I end up on the schedule somehow and they're like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I'm Stu. I'll be coaching today. They're like, where's Isaac? Like, they're just like, people get comfortable with that one person and then it's different. It's got like tag team. So talk to me about this. You guys, COVID hit, which ultimately led to you coming on to PLN. How did PLN, how's everything been for you guys amidst COVID? You guys are obviously so integrated with the fitness scene, and the fitness scene obviously very depressed during COVID. How have things been over at PLN?
So at the beginning, when I came back on, probably in like beginning of May, we'll say.
I was like May 17th.
Okay. So I was like about a month, so middle April. It was kind of, I mean, obviously we had to shorten hours. It was a little like hit or miss.
No outreach.
And that's big for us because, you know, that's how we get our faces out there. That's who we, that's how we show who we are.
When you say outreach, like, you know, coming to gym, setting up the table, that kind of thing.
Yes. So just like talking to people, getting a meal in their hands, like letting them know, like, we're here if they just want to come in and do an in-body scan, like something as simple as that, or get a shake, protein balls, whatever. But yeah, so it slowed down. But then like as summer started to trickle, we started to adapt.
thought we were here.
It's okay. We're always there. Not always, but we really started to adapt, and we really started having to figure out different ways to do things because it's a different time.
Sure.
So once Annika got back, we like completely opened up our hours. We like extended our hours. And so we started, once Jim started doing the outdoor workouts, we started going out there with them and doing them with them. And that really created like an uptick in the business. And we just like week after week after week, we see these little growths. And I attribute those little growths to doing all the little things, you know, the little things that people don't think about, you know, just checking in with them, making sure that they're okay, remembering little things about people.
Sure.
Like, yeah. In all aspects of the business, being very thorough.
Yeah. So we have grown. I mean, we are like well ahead of where we were this time last year.
That's awesome.
Which is like, it's like really amazing.
Do you guys ever think, 'cause you guys both come from Matthews, Cary, these are not bustling, huge, you know, metropolitan cities like Charlotte. Do you guys think of the density model of Charlotte being like, you know, especially you guys are in South, you guys are in the mecca of South End. Like Jeremy grabbed that spot. I remember going and looking at that building when he was first thinking of signing the lease with him and Sycamore was there, but none of the other good the stuff that had really happened. You know, you had Spectrum Apartment Complex there, Ashton was there, but this new stuff wasn't there. Do you guys, with that model, how much of your customer base chooses PLN because of the pure convenience of it? Because there's two, like, convenience, and then there's, I really love the way the food tastes. Now, I am a customer, and I've been a customer since Jeremy opened that spot. The food tastes great. I also will tell you that I would go to Quick Trip. Like, me and Deuce probably do Quick Trip also 3-4 times a week. And we think that's delicious too. So I'm not a foodie. I'm not great. I don't have a culinary tongue. I'm not good at this. But I think the food tastes awesome. But I talk about the same thing with the gyms. Gyms, I believe, are proximity and then preference. Meaning, you're close to my work, close to my home, close to my lifestyle. And I also like to work out. Now, in outlier scenarios, people like, I love that workout so much, I will drive 45 minutes one way, 30 minutes one way. I will be in traffic for 19 minutes to deal with it. But generally in Charlotte, especially when density-based cities, it's proximity. It's whatever's closest to you and makes your life more convenient wins, right? Where do you guys see? Do you guys see people coming in and, like, it is a convenience factor for customers at PLN? Because, I mean, it's great. You guys deliver the boxes to the door. And in a world where everyone's using Shipt now and Instacart and things of that nature and Ubered right to the, like, or is it more like people, like, literally, this is better than my mom's cooking?
It's a healthy mix, I would say. So we have a lot of clients that are in it for pure convenience.
Sure.
I think because of our location, because we are in a younger area. So if we were to go somewhere like Fort Mill or maybe Matthews or somewhere else, just like on the outskirts of Charlotte, it'd be a lot more suburban.
Sure.
And the average age would be a lot higher, and they may have different needs for the food. I think a lot of our clients don't necessarily need it to lose weight. They don't necessarily need it to gain weight. A lot do. There are several that do, but there are also a lot that do it just because it's easy, because they're young, yeah, and they are just now starting their job after college, and they just want food made for them because they don't live with their mom anymore. So there's a lot of them.
They have options, like, mm-hmm, to be realistic. They have options, sure, down the street. Mm-hmm. Literally two, three places.
Right, mm-hmm, down, which is insane. It's only in the past, like, 2 to 3 years, yeah, that there's been competitors in the market. You have, like, whatever, the Get Fresh. I don't even know the names of the other ones. But, yeah, they're literally brick and mortars right, yeah, there type scenario. And there are options. And I always, like, I always thought of it like this, like, I live literally right behind Chipotle, like, literally right behind Chipotle. I will get it delivered. Like, why? Like, why not? I'm not turning off whatever I'm watching. Anyway, so seen that line at Chipotle? You ever, like, walk up to Chipotle and you ever see the line, like, just forever inside, and you just get angry at all those people? Like, who are they to be at my Chipotle right now? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, yes, I get Chipotle delivered. But I might eat that, like, 3-4 times a week. But, like, it's one of those things where I think about how much time that would take if I don't get it delivered and I walk in there and I wait in line and get the food and then bring it back. I literally, like, every Sunday, I love the clockwork nature of just knowing that box shows up at the front door. I grab it, put it in there. Like, it just, it is, it's a time saver. It's like Uber. Uber sells on the perception, at least it did, of saving you time. Back in the day, you'd be in New York City. You try to hail down a cab. You're like, oh my God, it's taking forever. And Uber, like, gave you the perception of, like, I can hit this button and I know this car is coming in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. With you guys in opening up multiple, like, PLNs, I don't know how many, you know, you guys, Morgan opened up in Plaza Midwood. I don't know what the future growth of the company looks like. Do you guys believe that this is going to become more of a, like, do you see if, you know, you mentioned 200 people the past week, that was a PR for you guys. You guys said 200 meals. Yes. Is this something that scales to 3-4? Like, do you see this as becoming more of a way of people's lives? Because people are, like, instantaneous, like 5G. Like, you get, how annoyed you get when something doesn't load up on your laptop right away. Like, faster. I want it right now. I don't want to waste any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. I think convenience is one of the biggest things that everyone appreciates with it. And we do see a lot of clients that can't lose the extra 10, 15 pounds.
Sure.
Because they've plateaued and they are not eating enough food. And then they come to an in-body, and then their BMR, with their basal metabolic rate, shows a certain amount of calories that they burn. And
so everyone, like, just get, oh, tell everyone what an in-body is real quick, just for anyone who's listening that doesn't know.
Ooh, so first of all, we're one of the very few places in Charlotte that have one. Yes. People have the hardest time finding an in-body. So basically, an in-body is, you get on that thing and it tells you your body composition. It tells you how much body fat you have, your percentage of body fat, your basal metabolic rate, your skeletal muscle mass, all the things that we need to help you basically prove to you what you should probably be eating. Yeah.
So for everyone listening, mm-hmm. it is a non-invasive electronic impedance way to measure body fat. Everything yes. you said there, you just mm-hmm. stand on it. It looks like a scale. There's some electrodes you put your hands on, that mm-hmm. kind of scenario. And the printouts are great because mm-hmm. the printout will go ahead and give you an entire report. It'll, you know, weight, height, all that, but it'll also give you pounds of body fat versus lean body mass yes. on what part of the body, all that mm-hmm. good stuff. How often do people come in and do that at, like if they're a member of PLN? How often do you typically see someone?
We encourage it like every 4 weeks, yep. especially if they're trying to hit a certain goal. Sure. But we do try and get people on it as often as possible just so that they can be aware, or like if they're really obsessed with a number on the scale, we really encourage them to get on it because obviously everybody's more than just a number.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do a lot of in-bodies,
yeah.
which is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is really awesome for people to come in and say, hey, I'm just going to go do my in-body check-in. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people stand on it, and then it first shows you your weight, and they're like, oh my gosh, I was here 2 weeks ago, and I just gained 3 pounds or 2 pounds, whatever it may be. And I was like, well, give it a second. Put your, you know, grab the handles. Let's yep. wait for the printout. And then next thing you know, we'll see at the bottom their progress little chart at the bottom, and it says that they've gained 2 pounds of muscle, and they've lost a percent body fat.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, look at that. Like, I know you've gained weight, but you gained muscle.
That's probably like the biggest, you guys probably see that too. And we see it in the fitness industry. Someone's like, I'm still 180 pounds. But like, well, listen, right. you could be 180 pounds like a bag of mashed potatoes, or you could be 180 pounds of like this table. It could be rock hard. Right. It's like the number, nobody really cares about the number on the scale. They care about what I'm like, if you weighed 180 and you wore the size pants you wanted, you look bomb as fuck naked, like you were just completely happy yeah. with how you would not care what 180 pounds, you'd be like, great, I don't give a shit. Because yeah. it's a vanity metric.
It is.
That's all it is. And it's a lie. It's a non-truthful metric as far as what people care about at the end of the day. One thing, so I want to tell you guys about, you guys are so, we talk about this kind of this, you know, you guys are embedded in the fitness industry. And, you know, I know a lot of people who work over at Lululemon. And they're very similar, right? They're not directly in the fitness industry. They're accessory to the fitness mm-hmm. industry. You guys are accessory to. And one of the things I think that Lululemon as a company has done beautifully is their ambassadors. They get out. I mean, you have people, they have memberships everywhere. They give, for you guys, have you guys found that going and doing different workouts, being at different gyms, that kind of thing, is that, you know, I know you guys do your outreach kind of thing, but then you personally, when you go out into the community and they know you're there as Brantley, not there as a representative of PLN, that's probably mm-hmm. one of the best
ways.
That's
the best. Oh, yeah. It is so great, like, just popping into a class.
Yeah.
Whether it's here, you know, down the street, or, yep. you know, even, like, across town sometimes, and saying, hey, like, I'm Brantley from Project Lean Nation, but, like, they know me as Brantley. They're like, oh, my gosh, like, I saw you so-and-so, and it's, like, such a good feeling to be able to, like, be an accessory to the fitness community yep. because, like, we have ambassadors. We have, I mean, we're so interconnected with people. It's crazy how much of an impact we can make yeah. like that.
Yeah. Fulfilling, for sure.
And so, what like, fitness-wise, what do you guys like to do? What is it, like, your go-to? What is so, you know, obviously – Annika's not going to be going to take any spin classes, it sounds like.
I have done my fair share of spin classes. Okay. I think I prefer lifting. I definitely prefer lifting yeah. over anything else.
Sure. And you, Brent?
I'm a big CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Or whatever they want to call it now. Yeah. QC fitter.
So do you QC CrossFit?
Yeah.
So right, but the one that was right next to Picante? It was on Moorhead Street and the west side of the city?
No. Well, yeah. What's new?
The new location. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't go to that one because my home, like.
Yes, I was like, your home.
My home is in North your Charlotte, community. But I do pop into a West Charlotte location because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
But I do love CrossFit. I love competing. I love the competitive sure. aspect of it.
And is that CrossFit North? Is North Lakes location? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not been in their new location. I heard it's really nice. Though.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I love the west side of the city is probably one of my favorite parts of the city that's same. Growing. It's super cool. I love it. You've got Rhino Market over there. Pinky's is legendary. But, like, all of Freedom Drive is just poised for that's just going to be a really cool area to see develop.
I'm excited. They got in there at a good time.
Yeah. Because that was they built from the ground up, right?
They did. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. JP and those guys. JB.
JB,
yeah. They're good dudes. And where do you live in Charlotte, Annika?
Currently South Park, but I'm so excited. I'm moving to
We're all clapping.
We're all clapping.
I'm moving to Plaza next week, actually. I'm really excited. I'm going to the Village at Commonwealth.
Very cool.
Super excited. Can't wait to go over there.
Yeah, I feel like you probably spend every waking moment in this side of town anyway. Yeah. That absolutely. It's just
yeah, I do. It's enough for me.
What's
yeah.
funny is that it's the traffic that I hate. I hit every single red light on the way from South Park to PLN, and it drives me up a wall. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm going to be very convenient right off 277 and 74 to get to PLN is going to be great. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Brian, but you live up in the north side of the city then?
I do. Yeah. Like kind of off of 45, like that Prosperity. It's almost like really, it's really close to Concord, but it's still Charlotte.
Yeah. Do you rent or own?
I rent.
Okay.
But it's a nice little like getaway.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Do you see yourself getting closer to where work is in the action, or do you like having the break?
I like the break.
Yeah.
It's
and
nice.
It's an easy drive. It's just straight highway.
It's really easy. Yeah, it's straight highway. I get off the highway and I'm there.
Yeah.
She's like 15 miles away and takes the same amount of time as it takes me to get to South Park, which is like 5 miles away.
It's crazy. Oh. That's like the interesting thing is that, you know, we talk to a lot of people, like we'll bring the members on the podcast and we'll talk to them because if you rent an apartment in Plaza or South End and you do that for a couple of years and then you go to purchase a home, you're probably not buying a home in South End. It's not even set up for homes, right? And then what are you, Dilworth is insane. Like all these prices, same thing with Plaza. You've got, you know, all these neighborhoods, the Belmont neighborhood, all these crazy, highly expensive. So you kind of get forced to go out to where housing is actually probably more affordable for someone's first starter home kind of scenario.
And quiet.
Quieter. Yeah. At some point you probably like it's nice having, you know, everyone rowdy as shit on 10 a.m. on a Sunday for a home game day.
And I live with like old people.
That's where I live now. It's
I love it.
Yeah.
They're great. Karen lives above me.
Karen.
Love her.
Karen. That is her name.
That's her name. Oh, I feel bad for Karen. Is she a good Karen?
She's a good Karen.
She gets some bad rep though.
Yeah, she does.
You think Karens have like started off like, I'm Karen, and then everyone just has that awkward pause, like, no, but like the cool kind. I will not call the cops on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally. Karen, are we good?
Yeah.
So what do you guys see? So Project Lean Nation is the gig, is the career right now. What do you guys, what do you guys want to do with PLN in the future? Like when you guys think of like the future of, is it just getting more people into the community and subscribers? Is it doing more? Is there enough room? Could a Loso or a Dilworth also house another PLN? Like where do you see the opportunity for PLN here in the future?
So PLN for the future is just like, it blows my mind because it being such, you know, still a youngish company, there's so much room for growth and there's so much creativity in that growth. So whether that looks like these regional manager positions opening up or like, as I mean, we have so many people interested in opening up a PLN in this area. So like if Charlotte becomes kind of the hub, it'd be amazing to see like a production facility come down here as opposed to Rochester, because it would be incredible for us. And then like seeing us grow into, you know, possibly opening up our own stores one day, or, you know, like I said, regional manager, like, or creating like really like a business model where we can be in the business and still help it grow.
Yeah.
I mean, just like I talk about with Jeremy all the time, I'm like, watching this thing from a year ago is what keeps me here.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being in a stagnant business, if it's not growing, you eventually get burnout. Even the most passionate like gym owner or coach in the world gets burnout when you put in, and all burnout is, my definition is, I put in a ton of work, I'm not seeing the reward on the other side. That's what real burnout is. You get that in any personal relationship. You get that in any business or any job that you have. I put in all this time and energy and I'm not getting a reward. And that reward could be monetary, it could be fulfillment, it could be whatever it may be. And I think like Tim and the PLN corporate crew, have you guys ever been up to Rochester?
I was supposed to go, but you know, clearly the situation, but I can't wait to see it because I mean, I tell Tim, I'm like, you know, some days are really rough and they really do suck. But like coming in that one day, seeing that person get on the InBody that's been on the meals for 3 months and they've lost 30 pounds, like it just like it turns your whole day around. 100%. It keeps you in it. Like
it's so, me and Deuce will talk about that all the time. He gets here at 4:45. He's opening the doors. You got this class going on, and you know, you're a person too, and you have other things going on in your life and you're busy and all this other stuff. And it's a work day. It is a work day, and there's monotony to that. But it just takes that one personal interaction where somebody, like, just light enters their soul because they were able to do a movement or able, like, an exercise that something they couldn't do before they could now, or they get on that in-body. And that is, like, I mean, it's, like, this big, but you can, like, harness that energy and fuel you for the rest of the day. Like, you just get high off that drug. Yeah. And it's such a cool moment. And I know you guys see that a lot. And I think the InBody, people don't understand, it's generally like a $4,000-$6,000 machine. It's not a cheap piece of equipment.
No.
And I'm really glad you guys have one, because that is probably a very cool moment for you. Do you ever have, like, is it quiet, like someone gets on it and you're busy making shakes and there's just like, you know, you guys just did that giddy thing right here, but like, do you ever have everyone like shriek, like get super jazzed up and like on that thing? Like, sometimes. Do they go nuts?
I think we're the ones
you get more hype
that get really hype over people's progress, because they don't really get it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not a weight drop.
Sure. Yeah. So do you find where there's way more education surrounding that piece of equipment for you guys? Mm-hmm.
But then they take it and they like talk to other people about it and they like really get it. They're like, oh, well, I'm not even worried about my weight anymore because, like, I've gained 7 pounds of muscle and I've lost, like, 5% body fat. Yeah. I was like, yeah, girl, you have. Get
there
it.
You go. There you go. Now you have two metrics to celebrate versus just the singular weight loss metric, as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. We always ask this to people. We bring this into the end of the podcast. Growth of Charlotte, right? Great for your business. Good for our business. But as someone living here, obviously, we're just talking about you kind of get to get out of all that hecticness. You came from Atlanta. We were talking about earlier the hecticness, the population was too much. Mm-hmm. At the current trajectory Charlotte's on, if it keeps going like this, and let's just assume we all plan to be here and be alive and doing our things in 10 years, do you like the idea of the massive Charlotte is one of the fastest growing cities in the country? And while it's great for subscribers and memberships to fitness facilities and gyms, do you like that? Do you see yourself here in Charlotte long term, or is it like what do you think about the growth in Charlotte? How Charlotte's handled the growth? Do you like it, or will you get in the comments section of the Charlotte Agenda article about a new apartment complex and microbrewery and let everyone know what you think?
I think like I had said earlier about Atlanta, about you need to be established when you get there. I think it's great that we are young and establishing ourselves so that we can move with the trajectory of Charlotte. I think that'll help a lot. So I'm not necessarily...
You get to ride the wave instead of just getting thrown out into the ocean.
Absolutely.
Right. And I'm like, definitely, I see those things on Charlotte Agenda pop up. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's something else we can try. Something else we can do. I'm like, yes, like something else is opening up. Like this is another opportunity. I mean, I love the growth. I am like giving all the growth. Like, I mean, if it's like a gym or like a new spot, I'm like, can we pop up? Like, can we talk? Like, it's just so many people just like it's these places that are opening up are people's dreams.
Sure.
They have wanted to do this probably for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool seeing the growth. I love it. Keep it up, Charlotte. I mean, it's incredible.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Ladies, if anyone's listening to this, they would want to talk to you guys. They want to learn about pricing, the different meals you guys offer, all that good stuff. How can they get in contact with you?
Instagram, Google.
Yeah, Instagram.
Come by the shop.
Come by the shop. 2210 Hawkins Street. We're right down the
across
road.
Across from Sycamore Brewery in Skip Town.
I know you know where those places are.
Yes, I do.
We will remember everything about you when you come in the second time.
Yes.
And you guys are open 7 days a week.
Seven days a week, 9 a.m. every day.
Yes. And if you haven't been in there and got a smoothie, go in and get a PB and Jacked.
Yes.
It is the best. Awesome.
And seasonal pumpkin shakes and for all you pumpkin freaks.
Yeah. It's actually, I had that. It was really good.
Seasonal pumpkin protein bars.
Yes.
Dude, I had the season one. It was great. I got it for Gus. She flipped her shit. She was so angry at me.
She was so mad.
She was like, oh, no. At first, she was like, yeah, I'll do that orange.
She's like, I don't want it.
And then she saw it. She's like, no. And then acted like she had it. Like, no, I totally said purple. And she didn't. She totally said orange. She's a little liar.
She drinks the whole 24 ounces, too.
She crushes.
She is 24 ounces.
Awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah.